This is the Donald Nation Radio Podcast, where you get interviews with your favorite Donald stars and new music premieres. My name is Romeo, and on the telephone, got a very special guest. He is one of the top songwriters in Tejano music, and he just released his solo debut album this past Friday called Fragmentos. His name is Juan Treviño. How you doing?
How you doing? Un saludo a todos tus radioescuchas. Aquí nomás pasando a saludar, y gracias por darme la oportunidad de presentar mi nuevo material. Hopefully y'all like it. It's been out since Friday, and so far so good as far as the response from the people, and I hope it continues.
Yeah, so far so good, man. The response has been very good on the brand new album, Fragmentos, from you, and it's been a long process for you for this album, correct?
Yes, I had my band back in since like 2000. It was more of a Norteño Light album, and after a while I just decided to do more of the singer-songwriter type of thing, because I concentrate more on the writing more than the band after a while, so the guys understood. So I went, you know, this is my first, well, this is actually my second album as a song, a singer-songwriter, but the first one was more of a like side project, but this is now more of a, you know, start touring and, you know, with my own band and stuff like that. So I'm really looking forward to this.
All right, cool. Well, give us a little background on you for people who may not know about Juan Treviño. Tell us about yourself.
Well, I'm a songwriter from here, from Houston. I've been writing since I believe 98 when I started. That's written songs for Solido, Signo, Macizo, Marco Salgado, Mafia. I've been really blessed with the bands, David Lee Garza. They believe in my music and my songs, and I just keep on working with the same bands, and year by year, other people ask me for more music, and my catalog's getting bigger, so I'm really blessed.
Yeah, you've done many hits across in the past few years for all these great bands. And tell me, what's the process that you go through when you're writing a song?
Well, when I start a song, a lot of people don't believe me, but I really don't know what I'm writing. When I start the song, I do the music and the lyrics at the same time. Mm-hmm. And really, I just hear a word, and I like that word. And sometimes I make the song about that word. But as I'm writing the song, it's more of a, for me, because know where the song is going to the end, like how the song is it's gonna go. I don't sit here and say, well, I'm gonna make the song I hate you or I love you. I can't explain it. It just comes to me.
Mm-hmm. So you get like inspirations. You'll be somewhere and you get a thought in your head about a song and you'll start writing something down.
Correct.
Ah, you get goes from there. It just like grows and grows like an idea, a thought.
Yeah.
All right, perfect.
And of course, and then I get the band to tell me, can you write a song about this or you know, that says this, and I try, you know, and if it happens, I give it to them. I tell them I'm going to try. I don't guarantee it, but, and so I mean, it works both ways, but it's, to me, it's easier when I just sit down with a blank sheet of paper and I just, you know, write whatever comes out.
Well, that's how you got the new album, Fragmentos. Tell us a little bit more about the album.
I was blessed on this album to collaborate with a lot of the artists that have recorded on my CD. It actually started, I was only going to do a single at the beginning. I had the song almost done, and the music that I had chosen for it was a little jazzy, so I thought automatically, I was thinking, I said, man, it would sound great if AJ Castillo can record a chord on this track.
Mm-hmm.
So I gave him a call because he's recorded some of my songs too. And he said, yeah, man, no problem, send it over. So I did, and then David Lee was in town that same weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to go see him. We were hanging out, and I was telling him about the single. And he said, well, let me know if you need any help. And that's when I was like, well, I should just start working on an album and get David to help me. And after that, I got to ask Mando from La Mafia, and Carlos Alvarez from San Antonio, Rolo from Solido. They're all my friends, you know. So it worked out. It was more of a collaboration CD, so I had a lot of fun. But it was a long process. I started recording in April here in my studio.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would have to travel and record these artists and then bring the files to my studio and like stuff like that. So, and then in between working with Lalo for the Elida album. So that's why it took long, because I had side projects that I was working on too. So, but I'm just glad that it's all finished and hopefully I like it. It's a little bit of everything. I mean, it has a little bit of Tejano, Norteño Light, a lot of ballads, because that's what I like. Mm-hmm. Like when I record a song, they're all ballads always. Mm-hmm. And then I convert them into the cumbia or ranchera.
Speaking of that, which, you know, there's like 10 tracks on the album, correct?
Yes.
And which song on the album has the most meaning to you?
I got to say the last one, Lloré, because that's a true story. It's a story that for my wife. It's about, you know, you have a dream, and in the dream, you're actually going to leave me in my dream.
Uh-huh.
And then when you wake up, I was so happy that, you know, it was a dream that I started crying. So I'm crying because I'm happy because she's there with me when I woke up. You know, it's not like a sad song. And I mean, a lot of these songs, you know, they have a lot of like sentimental value to me because a lot of these stories are true. But I got to say that's my favorite lyric in the album.
And that's what features Mario Ortiz right there on the track.
Mario Ortiz, he's a producer and keyboard player for Jay Perez.
Yeah, there you go, man. Great songs on his album. If you don't have it yet, you got to definitely go out there and get it. Flamencos from Juan Trevino. So what you got the album that just dropped this past Friday. So now that you have the album dropping, what's next for you?
We've been already working with my band, just, you know, rehearsing and stuff so we could start, you know, going on the road and stuff. Of course, opening up for bands and stuff for right now, but that's the plan, and hopefully soon, maybe next month, I have a CD release party here in Houston, and hopefully we can have one in San Antonio, too, if that's possible. But that's the plan for right now, and work on see what the new single is going to be and do a video for that.
If anybody wants to get a hold of you, follow you on social media, how can they do that?
On Facebook, it's Juan H. Trevino Oficial. That's my like page because my regular page is full. I can't accept anybody anymore. Mm-hmm. And then my Instagram is Juan H. Trevino. And my Twitter is Juanito Trevino. And I think that's it. My Snapchat is también Juan H. Trevino. So it's pretty much all the same.
There you go. Go follow him. You want to book him for some shows, make sure you get a hold of him. And definitely, because Juan Trevino has been writing a lot of great songs, and now you got this album out, and I see great things happening for you more in the future. I mean, did you see yourself having this album and seeing yourself like this maybe 5-10 years ago?
No, not really. I just, because I was with my band, and it was always more about just writing. So now, this took away a little bit from my writing this year. I haven't written like I've written before. But, I mean, I understand because but now that it's over, I could concentrate more on this writing and, I mean, of course, playing. It's still weird as I see myself as a solo artist because I've never been like that. But,
yeah,
I mean, people are accepting it, and I really appreciate that. And hopefully they like what I gave everybody for years to come, hopefully.
Yeah, I think it's just kind of where you kind of come from behind the scenes, and now you're in the forefront, and the spotlight's on you now.
Yeah, it's a little weird to me.
All right. Well, congratulations on the brand new CD. Looking for big things happening with this. If you don't have it yet, make sure you go get it. Matter of fact, we have a chance for you to win free CDs on TejanoNation.net. Going to Juan Trevino Fragmentos album prize packs. So definitely go out there and check it out at TejanoNation.net. All right, Juan, thanks for taking the time out for talking with us for a little bit, and hopefully we'll see great things for you in the future, and we wish you the best of luck.
Thank you for everybody at Tejano Nation for the support, and appreciate everything that you do for me. Thank you for this interview. I really appreciate it.
No problem.
Thank you to all the fans, all your radio listeners out there, and everybody who logs into your blog and reads the news. You really, really appreciate what you do for Tejano Music.
No problem. Thank you for everything you do with your talent and your music. So tell you what, let's play the very first single off the album. I'm going to let you introduce it. Go ahead.
This is Siempre Es Así featuring AJ Castillo, and hopefully you like it. It's right here on Tejano Nation Radio.
Empezaba el día. Ella se arreglaba. Yo entré a un café, su hermosura admiraba. Entre el maquillaje hacíamos conversación. Hablábamos de todo, yo no ponía atención. Yo estaba clavado en su linda cara, en aquella sonrisa que a diario le robaba. Y siempre es así. Tú estás junto a mí. Si no respiras, y siempre es así. me vuelvo alucinante, la mente se va en tu viaje, dejándome admirar y school.